We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be speaking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam. Peace and blessings upon him. We find there's an interesting conversation, again, a beautiful dialogue that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and some guests who he had welcomed in his house. So when talking about the generosity of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, we find that one of the very interesting things is that he was always very welcoming to guests. He used to honor the guests who did come to his house, and he was very hospitable to these guests of his. It's even narrated in many places that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he used to welcome and even serve his guests personally. Of course, if you go back to that era, for the master of the house, for the leader of the house, for the, you know, the head person of the house, or the chief, if you will, which of course was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam for his household, that individual had a very high position and status. And so, you know, they didn't serve other people. The serving and perhaps the welcoming and these kind of things were done by servants, by, you know, door men, people who stood at the door, people who served the food, and these kind of things. So it was very beautiful and very honorable and very humble and very generous of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that at times he used to welcome the guests and he used to even serve the guests himself. At one time, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam noticed that the guests were not eating as much as, you know, they could. And the guests were a little bit shy when it came to eating food. And it's something, you know, sometimes that happens. You go over to somebody's house and you feel a little bit shy. And because of that, you don't eat as much as you would like to. And so Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, you know, after serving them the food, he said to them to, you know, make them feel comfortable. He said, "One who loves us more will here eat more." And so then the people, they kind of, you know, looked at each other, and then they started to eat more, and they were more relaxed when it came to eating at the table spread of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It's interesting, it is even related when it comes to His Eminence's generosity, that every day he used to order his servants to cook 10 bags of food, and each bag would feed 10 people. So he was cooking and handing out food to approximately 100 people every single day. This is Dialogue, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
The Shia community on its own and the Sunni community on its own are busy in doing what is known as interfaith activities, trying to reach out to the Ahlul Kitab, to the Christians and the Jews and the others. But there is almost zero intra-faith activity. Interfaith, yes, outside. But when it comes to intra-faith between the Muslims themselves, there's no activity on that area at all. And this was lacking, and inshallah this will be the beginning. We are not asking them to change, and they don't expect us to change, but at least we can have a better understanding of one another so that we can prevent, you know, these ugly scenes and situations that we see in the Muslim part of the world. Our Imam, our sixth Imam, emphasized this point of maintaining the ties with the other Muslims. The Shia community during those days lived as a minority of a majority Sunni society, and they maintained their cordial relationship with the rest of the people. Just one hadith from the Imam, and I'll emphasize this. Even our maraji, almost all of them, when they look at the situation in the Muslim world at the moment, they have emphasized this point, that do not use foul language when you talk about others. Yes, you can, you know, have this scholarly dispute on issues, and you can say, this is why I believe this is the right, you know, opinion, and this is not the right opinion. But the language and the civility has to be maintained. We have to be polite to one another, even if we disagree on different issues.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.